and more beautiful than the queen herself. And once, when the queen asked her looking glass, "Looking glass, looking glass on the wall, who in this land is the fairest of all?" it answered, "Thou art fairer than all who are here, Lady Queen, but more beautiful still is Sneewittchen, as I ween." Then the queen was shocked and turned yellow and green with envy. From that hour, whenever she looked at Sneewittchen, her heart heaved in her breast. She hated the girl so much. And envy and pride grew higher and higher in her heart, like a weed, so that she had no peace day or night. She called a huntsman and said, "Take the child away into the forest. I will no longer have her in my sight. Kill her, and bring me back her heart as a token." The huntsman obeyed and took her away. But when he had drawn his knife and was about to pierce Sneewittchen's innocent heart, she began to weep and said, "Oh, dear huntsman, leave me my life. I will run away into the wild forest and never come home again." And as she was so beautiful, the huntsman had pity on her and said, "Run away then, you poor child. The wild beasts will soon have devoured you," thought he. And yet it seemed as if a stone had been rolled from his heart, since it was no longer needful for him to kill her. And as a young boar just then came running by, he stabbed it and cut out his heart and took it to the queen as proof that the child was dead. The cook had to salt this, and the wicked queen ate it and thought she had eaten the heart of Sneewittchen. But now the poor child was all alone in the great forest, and so terrified that she looked at every leaf of every tree and did not know what to do. Then she began to run, and ran over sharp stones and through thorns, and the wild beasts ran past her, but did her no harm. She ran as long as her feet would go until it was almost evening. Then she saw a little cottage and went into it to rest herself. Everything in the cottage was small, but neater and cleaner than can be told. There was a table on which was a white cover, and seven little plates, and on each plate a little spoon. Moreover, there were seven little knives and forks, and seven little mugs. Against the wall stood seven little beds side by side and covered with snow-white counterpanes.